Shalmi Brachas Taf Nun Tes Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis, continuing with the halacha of a Sheir Tzibur that makes mistakes or to potentially can make a mistake. And what is the Seder HaDvar? Says the Mishnah, Hoivilif Ne'ateva, a person who goes into lead to be the Shliach Tzibur, Lo Yana Akra Kohanim Amein. He should not answer Amein after the Kohanim. The way it used to be was that the Kohanim would say the Brichas of Kohanim, and after each of the three Psukim that are said, so then the Kohanim, so the Amein is answered to the minhag is to answer Amein after. So we answer Amein after these things. So therefore, the Sheikh Tzibur should not answer Amein for these brachas. Why? It says the Mishnah Mnei Atiruf, because he'll be confused and it'll be a mistake. In other words, that he'll lose his place. He used to do it Baal Peh, and he would be. It's Sheikh Tzibur, and then he would have to stop and answer Amein and lose his place, and he won't be able to remember where he's up to and forget to be able to start the bracha of Sim Shalom. He'll forget where his place is. So Mela, therefore, we do not, the Sheikh Tzibur should not repeat the, should not answer Amein after those brachas. Now, im ein shem kohen elahu, if there's only kohen, the only kohen that's there, lisa's kappa, then he should not duchen himself, he should not duchen. And again, the reason for that is because the same idea, because we're afraid he may forget where he's up to. He may forget where he is up to. And the Mamela will answer Amen, or he'll stay, he'll be duchen and have to go back to Sim Shalom, and he'll forget where he's up to, and he'll, therefore, shem ne'atiruf, as we said. And therefore, he should not answer Amein, and he should not go ahead and bidukhan unless there's no other Kohanim. Now, Be'etzem, this halacha does not apply. Today, halacha l'maisi Mishmur brings down the Shatzi and other places that since that's only a time when they didn't use Sidur, they used to do it Baal Peh. Today we have Sidur, everything is seen inside. No one davens as a Shatzi without seeing inside. So, therefore, the Shash of that he'll make a mistake and forget where to, if he answers Amen, or forget to say Shem Shalom if he dukens, is not really applicable. And if for today we know that we do say it. We do say it. And it's the halakha that the halakha is lamaisa that we say to Sheikh Tzibur is that we call out the, if he's dukening, we call out the, you know, the words before. It's the minhag. Sheikh Tzibur does it before. That's zecha to the, what the Rishonim say in Brachos, that the we talked about the bracha kisokos b'nei Yisrael amalehem. So therefore, you say it that Moshe said the brachas, and then the Aaron repeated them, and therefore the same thing over here should apply. But that would be a situation where he'd be davening, and it will be he'll have to say this psukim, and this would be the derech of how we do it. So therefore, you'll be forget where you're up to, and you won't, and you continue. But again, if you are doing it from a pasuk. We're not afraid, from a sitter, excuse me, we're not afraid that the tear of Daito, and therefore you'll be able to go ahead and do so even without without a problem, because we have the sitter, you're not going to come to make a mistake. This is the halacha. So if he's only Kohen and he's the only one that's going up, the halacha, he shouldn't do it, because then, again, we'll forget where he's up to, if he's after Choso. Which means he's for sure, says the Mishnah, but if he's batuach, he's confident, he's for sure that he can go ahead, he'll be able to duchen afterwards without making a mistake, he's able to do so. Again, as we said today, the same applies today, the Mishnah Berurah said, having a sitter is like the haftacha, and therefore we're not afraid, and if you're able to go ahead and daven regularly and be the Shliach Tzibur, also could go ahead and be duchen as well. Now, the Maisa, the halacha is that the shaila would be over here whether the halacha is that you're allowed to or then you're mechuyev to. You know, is he mechuyev to duchen if there's another coin there? Or what about if you want to duchen and you're afraid you're going to make a mistake? Are you mechuyev to duchen because there's nobody else there? So, Maisa says that the halacha is you're mechuyev to duchen and the that's a chiyuv. If there's no other kohen yet, and the tzibur wants him to do it, there's a chiyuv on him to do it. And there, it that supersedes any concern and maybe matir of taito that he'll make a mistake. The halacha's note that he has to go ahead and do so. However, if there are other kohanim there, and there'll be birchas kohanim without it, then it's only a question whether he should do so or not. Today, after a bun and a concern, that'll be a tear of dust. We do not go ahead and do that. We don't have to make this change, and therefore the halacha is that you would go ahead and you can duchen without a question. You can own, and if he does feels uncomfortable, he doesn't have to duchen. If there are other kohanim there, it's midrabanan, you do not have to. Now, the thing is, as soon as the Haredim brings down the Seder of the person who davened, the person is davening for the Amid, so what do you do? So the Haredim brings down that the proper Seder is that the Kotzim Natur, Yaku Rakal Ma'atra Avoida, if the Shlich Tzibur is a Kohen, he's going to Duchen. So the Torah brings down, you should go ahead and move your feet a little bit, Abodim, and go up to Duchen, where the Kohanim are, wherever the Kohanim usually would Duchen. Then someone else should call out the Pesukim, the Makriya should call out the Pesukim, and he says, so Makri Yechav and Libu El Tefillah, you should have in mind that his feet, because he's acting as a Shlich Tzibur. He's not just calling out the Brach, the words, the Pesukim, the words for the Duchening, but he's also, it's part of a Shlich Tzibur, part of a Chazor Shashatz. So the person who's calling up should have that in mind as well. And therefore, that's the proper way to then go back, then Kol Shibud go back and finish a Sim Shalom. But he quotes Mari Kairo in terms of the Kairo, Shem Rashi, and the Mordechai. Halak is that only Ketani lo yivchayv. You can, but you're not mechuyev to. And the in other words, that you're not obligated to duchen. The Gemara is going to say now that a person comes, you over, and I'll say if you don't duchen, it's only the tzibur asks them to duchen. A tzibur that requests someone to duchen, then you're mechuyev to duchen. But if he doesn't, they don't request, then the halak is that you're only rashai, and you're not mechuyev to go ahead and to duchen. That is the mistimas of the halakha, the Nasi Kelev and Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara. Gemara is the time, we don't turn a braisa. Haperi says Shema, person who goes ahead, who divides up the Shema, what do you mean divide up the Shema? So again, here there's a machlekes in the Chronim, how to understand what this means, divide up the, so you say divide up the brachos. In other words, if a person went ahead and is dividing up the brachos, you have to, so someone reading out the matayot to the tzibur. So you divide up, you say the bracha yotzior, you say the bracha separately, kedusha and kaddish, and you divide it up amongst different people. So that's peretz shema, you're dividing it up. That is an opinion of the way that's the way the B'nai Moshe learns the sugya of the Haredim as well. However, the Rish Masilo learns differently here. He says, so you make two brachos, you divide up to two brachos. So then, if you do an answer amen, then you're dividing up the brachos. It shows it's a separate bracha. If you don't answer amen, it's one bracha. And some say that, quotes the Shittas of the Rav Haigon, that the brachos of Krishma, you should not answer amen to them because it's really considered one bracha. And the baris of Ehefsik, you should not be mafsik between the brachos. However, Parasa Shema means a person who did do that and did divide it up, then he's able to do so, able to answer amen. We'll see in the Gemara and explain what happens when a person does that. Parasa Shema. Hey, we'll look at David. The person goes up to David. You go up to David and Shia Tzibur. There's a copy. You're doing it. You're laying the Torah. I'm after a Navi. You're after Torah. I'm a Rech Akaz Mekomitz of Torah. You're saying a Brach on any of the Mitzvah of Torah. But you're not a Rech Akaz Mekomitz. You should not answer a main after himself, after he finishes. And if he answers that, I raise a Bor. He's considered a Bor. He's considered an Amor. It's considered a fool. We don't answer a main to our own Brachas, except there are certain Brachas we'll see that we answer a main. We'll see, like in benching, we answer a main to that bracha. We say, main, why? Because we're not, and the other Gemara explained that we separate between the brachas of Deraisa, Chatvas of the Rakh, the brachas of Mazon, and the brachas of the Rabbanan, that we were Maisir. Otherwise, we do not answer a main on brachos that we make, and any brachas that we say, we do not answer a bracha, except we are finishing, like we said, the end of Shmanesim, brachas of Mishra Bashalom. I mean, so then that's the inclusion of a bracha. Kuzan of Shemoneh Esrei, we would say that. So therefore, again, Areza Bur, is it considered a Bur? Because Lamaise, he's finishing up the brachos, he's making it, there's no more remains, that he concluded the brachos. And therefore, we do not make a bracha, we don't answer main in such a situation. There's certain times that we do, the mega bracha, only rare times, by Kubiakos Krishma, and he says that the Haftarah, we answer main at the end of the bracha, the last thing we say. And the certain brachas we say. So the other question: do we do that when do we do that? Is there a rule when we do that? So again, there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Gaonim have a different opinion as to when a person is able to be mafsik, and if it's considered a separate thing, then you answer amen after a bracha that should not be continued. But in Yerushalayim and Benching, as we said, is different because there it's an end of the deraisa de rabbanan. But otherwise, if it's a continuation of the brachas, we do not answer amen when it's continuing with another bracha. This tahani ahai, when this tahani, I'm quote this brisa, that like this, that says, there is a boor, they consider a boor if you do that. This tahani ahai, but the other tanoim will learn, there is a chokham, it's a stira. Gemara says, no, Amar Avak, his though, it's not a stira. Man yom amar is a chokham b'sof. The one who says that he's a chokham means that the person answers, I mean, at the end of the book, when the brachos finishes, complete a series of brachos, and you finish in the last bracha, then you say, amen. In each bracha, you have many brachas, and after each bracha, you say amen, even though you're going to say another bracha in a moment. So that's inappropriate to make. That's a bur. That shows you don't know what the next brachas are. We make a bracha, amen, only after the final bracha. We don't interrupt the brachas between them. And again, we don't do that because of mitzvahs. For example, you're being yotze on just at Chanukah, the Birchos Chanukah. So you make a bracha, you make a bracha, and you make amen, Ashas Nisim, you make a bracha on Alek Shachanukah, you answer amen on each bracha is independently. But where we say Birchos HaMitzvahs are together, one mitzvah, one bracha on the whole mitzvah, you don't make more, then it'll be a boor, then the wrong thing is to do, to answer amen, to divide up the brachos, that is something that we would not do. That's inappropriate to do. So the Gemara says that again, that's halacha. We do it today, only bracha by benching, we have it, right? Because of Muslim, otherwise we do not have that bracha. We're in the middle of a Seder of brachas, we answer amen. That is something that we do not do. Says the Gemara. Back to the halachas of dukhaneh, birchas kohen. Amar al kaneh. Shnayim yisrael v'echa mayam kohen, halachas of kohen, the guna of giving cover to a kohen. Shnayim yisrael v'echa kohen. You have two Israelim and one kohen walking. Mamtzin, matzin es hakohen. The kohen goes in the middle. You put the kohen in the middle, which is derech kavod, just like if you have three people walking, one is a talmid chacham. The talmid chacham walks in the middle. And if you have the same thing, you have a situation where you have a rebbe and talmidim, the rebbe goes in the middle. So two, you have a kohen gadol, he walks in the middle, and the skan kohen gadol walks on the right and the left. So therefore, the same idea over here, that the kohen goes in the middle, and the shalom go on the two sides. Mara says, "In Masai, when do we say this thing? When it comes, it's magical. Only when they're really equal. The Israel and the Kohanim are equal. Just the one's a Kohen, the other one's the Israel. Avalim, ayekachem mam tamakolkam, and atzinis akaper. If one's a tamakolkam, then you go ahead and you appoint the tamakolkam is the one that goes in the middle. That's over there. Kohen, no gadol tamakolkam, mam's a tamakolkam, Kohen gadol amaharit. So therefore, that is the rule that we always honor the Torah first, even before the Kohanim." Memelo, therefore, if the one of them is a tamakolkam, then he would go ahead. He would go ahead first. Something more. The lach of a kohen. Misha ben Levi. Yamai lebirachti lefnei kohen. No idea. They never went ahead and said birchas in front of a kohen. Again, what's the idea? We're mechabed a kohen. The bench doesn't only mean if God him the bench itself. Today we don't do the bench, and we don't have one person bench for everyone. We do it. We all bench individually, but we have zimun. So we always do when I was mechabed to kohanim with zimun. So he would never take the zimun or the benching for himself when he was a kohen in the room. When he was a kohen in the room, Mar says v'nanakti. Well, not the Israel, the fun of Leverik Lefanav. I never let Israel in front bench in front of me. Now, what was the pshat? Some say that he was that even though the halakha was that he was a Kohen, even though he was a Talmid Chacham, he always let the Kohen come before him, even though he was Talmid Chacham greater than the Kohen. Now, we said before that Mamtzin at the Kohen, the Talmid Chacham, if you don't put the Kohen in the middle, if the Talmid Chacham is there, Gadol Talmid Chacham, Mam's the Talmid Chacham, Gadol HaMa'aretz. So why did he do that? So some say really what he was saying was, in this case, was that he was the Kohen was a Talmid Chacham. He wasn't as great as him, but he was a Talmid Chacham. So Mamela, therefore, he was able to makni himself to the Kohen Gadol, to the Kohen to bench, because the Maisi was a Talmid Chacham. But if he was Taka, completely an Amah Aretz, then he would not have taken the he would not have given him the would not have given him the benching if he was completely an amaret. That would be a bizarin atayra, a lack of covered atayra. So it was only because he has Mefarshim explained that he was he had a stickle din. He didn't come and talk, but just maybe not as great. However, when there's no din koyein, then he would go first. Now again, what would he go first? Because he was a Talmud Chacham, and he would go in front of the other people. Now the Shaila was, what's the Cheshbon? What was the Cheshbon? So why would say the same thing if it was, what's the Kiddush? He honored a Kohen Gadol, a Yisrael. He's a great Talmud Chacham. Of course he should go first. What's the Kiddush? So the Kiddush is that some of the Mefarshim explain that Rav Shimon Levi was a Levi. The Gemara we had this in Bavli, that he was considered a, he was a Levi. Mamela, his Kiddush was that he felt that a Levi comes before Yisrael. Not as the Talmud Chacham. The person was the Talmud Chacham also. But when he said, Lo enachti Yisrael levarech, it was always Machabe, the Kohen, over me, who was a Levi. But when it came to being a Levi versus a Yisrael, so I came first because I was a Levi versus the son of Yisrael. That is the way some of the Farshim explain his role, what the Kiddush of this halakha is, of Lo enachti Yisrael levarech lefana. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudam and Bazi B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, and doesn't duchen. Halacha is oyver biasei. It's oyver nasei. Oyver nasei. The Torah says kosev berachos bnei Israel that you mechuyev to go ahead and duchen. So here the Gemara says it's in one asei. In the Bavli Masechta Sota, the famous Gemara, you're over three aseis. We have for some reason we still have bnei Israel, and we have three different aseis there that three ways to read the psukim. We mefarshim learn the Shulchan Aruch as well, and therefore you. You mechuyev to the duchen, and if you don't, you mevat lanasei. Now, lemaisa, this halacha is that the halacha is that the would be the kohen is mevat al mitzvah nasei, but it seems only if he's asked to. If he's not asked to, the duchen they don't the Yisrael, the people in the shul don't ask the kohen to get up. He's not mechuyev. The duchen is not mevat lanasei if he doesn't get up. He doesn't get up. That is the way. It's explained because it's kosher baruch hu, like we mitzav him to get up. So if he doesn't get up, that's not that would not be a violation of the solav or the mitzvah saseh, I should say, of having to duchen in a situation like that. Says the Gemara. Another halacha. Gemara says Rav Yudah ben Pazi by Kad Habitashish is an example of two. Amaroyim, that were Kohanim who did not duchen. Yudah ben Pazi kar habitashesh. Yudah ben Pazi was very weak, and he was weak, and therefore have a chaziv rosh. He was weak and he couldn't duchen. Now, what mean he was weak? So again, the explanation that he was saying he was weak was that he was not able to lift his hands. A Kohen has to be able to lift his hands. Lo yakol alisas kapov, says the Pnei Moshe. He wasn't able to lift his hands up, which is mikar adin. It's a Mishnah that you have to lift your hands up to be able to duchen. And Mamela, therefore, he was not able to do so. So what did he do? It says, Havi chizik resh, he would tie his head, he put a bandit around his head. And he would hide behind the pillar. He'd be behind the pillar. What was the idea? It means that if it wasn't the Kohanim couldn't see him, and he was blocked out, so then he would be able to, he would not be a violation of the Mebatal Diyaseh. Because it wasn't that the Tzibur sees him, that he duchen him, they can't call him because they don't see him. So if he would hide himself there, he would be putter from saying Birkos Kohanim. So why did he go ahead and put the bandit on his head? So says the Pnei Moshe, Kosher b'chayzik l'man yirusha machbos toshash koach in olok nesias kapayim. He didn't want to make a chil Hashem. The people will see why is he moving, leaving from his spot and going to hide behind the pillar when they're at the duchen. People think that he wouldn't want to duchen. So he would put a bandit on his head. The people would see that he's not well. That he was so he wasn't well. That's why he couldn't duchen. That's why he did that to make sure that nobody would be choishish him. When it says that's what he would do, Bar-Elezer would go outside. It wouldn't even be that he would go behind the pillar. That would be insufficient for him. He would be in order to be able to go. He would have to actually leave the room. You go outside the shul, Pnei Moshe says, when he couldn't duchen. That's the ma'isa, local ma'isa we do today. If there's a koyein that for any reason can't duchen, he has a mum, he sakapov, he doesn't know the words well, or whatever the cheshbon is, halachas, we ask him to step outside, not to be in the shul during the duchening. What do you do in a city that's all Kohanim? That's the Gemara Brachah says. Well, in Bavli, city that's all Kohanim, when it says Kula Nosin is Kapayim, then they all Duchin. Again, if you have only Kohanim, so if you have a city that you have nine Kohanim, one Yisrael, so the Kohanim Duchin for the Yisrael that's there. But when you have a city that's all Kohanim, or as brought down in Bavli, in the Gemara Sefer Seitan, said Brachah, basically Knesset Shekula Kohanim, not a city, but a basic Knesset that's all Kohanim, even there as well. So the halacha is, you know, even if they're, again, in the city, there are other people, but in the Beis Knesset itself, there's only Kohanim, there's nobody else. So what do you do? The Gemara says, it's Golgam, no Kulmaskap, they all Duchen. That all the Kohanim can get up and Duchen. Can get up and Duchen. So Gemara says, Lemayim the Klosin Freit the Gemara, my brother. Who are they going to be? It's Bichus Kohanim. So your Kohanim is benching the Tzibur. There's no one else there but Kohanim, so who are you benching? There's nobody there, so what's the purpose of benching? Gemara says, it's for Klal Yisrael that's in all the different parts, in Tzafon, and Meir of South, North, East, and West. Those are therefore unable to come to Shul, but they're in each direction of where it is, so they're with a Dukhani. And the luck is that those people, they could, Shabbos, says the Pnei Moshe, referring to the people in the fields that can come to work. They're not able to come. Those are the people who are working for them. Even if they're not in the shul, the luck is you can go ahead and you could, Gemara brings down, Gemara and Saita brings down, the Rashi Salur brings it down over here, says that Lamaisa, it's only if they were innocent and they couldn't come. They're not able to be, because they have to be someplace else, so then, the luck is in the Sados, you can be Yotze them, you're dukening for them. But if they didn't come for other reasons, that just Dom, they didn't come, then the luck is, we don't duken for them, it does not work for them. They don't get the schus of being that the Kohanim are dukening for them. Says the Gemara. But okay, so that's understandable that you're dukening for the people that couldn't come to shul. They're honest. They're working in the fields in north, south, east, or west. But good. But who's going to answer? Who's going to answer after the Kohanim? Who's going to say amen? Most of the nashim batav, the women and the children that are in the shul, they're the ones who will be there to answer the answer amen, amen. Now the shayla is that again only if is that what is it, only because the nashim ataf are there. By studies that the nashim ataf are there in the shul to answer amen. So therefore you're answering amen for them. What about if there's no one in shul? What if nashim ataf are not in shul and it's only no one's there? So then you can duchen for the people that are in the sadros that couldn't come to shul, but who's going to answer amen there? What do you do in such a case? So maybe you shouldn't duchen. The luck is no. Look, when I say even if there's no one there, you still duchen even if they're out of here. Take the Gemara from the Kasha, and the Gemara in the Bavli asked this Kasha. So Gemara says, when you say who are they giving a bracha to, and the Gemara answers, Achem Shabbat Tzof and Achem Shabbat Dal. Why don't we say for the Nashim and the Kohan and the top that are in the shul? If they're the ones that are answering Amen, why don't we say that they're doing it for them? So it obviously means, because Lachari means that when you say the bracha, Kosavarchu, it doesn't mean everyone gets the brachas. Nashim and Tafel also get the brachas, and they can answer Amen. But it's not made for them. You wouldn't duken for them. We duken for the men. That's what Kosavarchu means, Lashim, for the Rams. So even if they're out in the field, that would be accepted. But otherwise, we do not do that. Now, the Gemara says, so therefore, we don't... Now the shot is like this. The Gemara said, what happens? The Gemara says that there's the Kohanim, and you have 10 people in shul, 5 are Kohanim. So only 5 are answering Amen. Can you do that? Even if you don't have 10 answering Amen, only 5. So the luck is, can you do that? So the Gemara says again, the luck is that Batsim, you can do that. That it's you can do it, and even if it's one person there that's in the shul alone, it's enough to be able to answer Amen. And would be sufficient for that, even without the minion of answering Amen, would be sufficient. This is what the Halacha Nosei Kelev and Shulchan Aruch say, and it's something that is a point of some dispute in the Achorayim. Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yamin, Ayim Dim Lachari HaKohanim, Einam B'Klal Baruch, when you look, and where should the people stand? So we know people stand in front of the Kohanim, in front of their hands. What about if they're standing behind the Kohanim? Eidim Echal Bracha. They do not get included into the Bracha of the wife, which is a chiddush. We just finished saying that if there's no one in shul, only the kohanim are the only ones in town, or the only ones in the shul, they can still duchen for the chayim shabbatzup and the chayim shabbatzup, they're not there. So if they can duchen for the people not even in the shul, out in the fields, then why can't they duchen for people who are just standing behind the kohanim? So obviously the svara is that you find in the achronim is because when they're in the back, that means that they show that they don't want to be part of it. They don't want to be part of it. Einim b'chol bracha, says the Pnei Moshe. These people are not a nusim, that they couldn't, unfortunately, were einis, they couldn't come to shul. They had to work or whatever. They couldn't be in shul. These people show they don't care. They have a disdain for the brachas of the kohanim. They don't care enough to come out, to move a little bit, get up, and move a little few feet in front of the kohanim. The brachas of the kohanim connect them. You have to be face to face. So the fact that they don't, they're worse than the people that are not here, and therefore they are not to be included. The bracha of the kohanim does not apply to them. Does not apply to them. Does not apply to them. Says the Gemara. This halacha that we said is an eidim b'chol bracha. Gemara says eidim b'chnei kohanim. Person who is in front of the kohanim. And what's halacha? Marki b'rava. I feel chomash of bazel. A bracha mafsakes. When you're sitting in front of the kohanim, even if there's a wall of Barzel, if there's an iron wall that's blocking between the Kohanim and you, still in all the bracha mafsakes, the bracha is mafasaka, the bracha breaks through. The bracha breaks through. Nothing could stop the brachas, even an iron wall, steel wall, a wall of steel, cannot go ahead and stop the brachos coming to the Kohanim. Says the Rashi Salud, Ein machitza medes b'nei bracha. Because no wall blocks brachos. Even Mechitzah Shabazel is not mafsa between Avim and Shabbat Shemayim, the brachos, and therefore so in front of them, even a wall of Barzel is broken through, the bracha gets through, but if it's behind them, it does not work. What about Menestat and Fekhtim? What about if you're staying on the side of the Kohanim? Do we consider them like in the back, or do we consider them like in the front? We can bring a raya from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah in Parah. When you're going to sprinkle Paraduma in front of it, Izalakwa, you did it by mistake, and it went by mistake, you went and sprinkled behind. It's no good. Because you did it wrong. You're supposed to do it where you had Kavanah to do it in front or in back. You got to do it there. If you do it the other way, it's no good. What about the fun of these all sudden shalafana? What if you want to do it in the front? You end up doing it on the front sides. Or is it kshesh? Then I'll look at the Adama, we see the chayre, I'm doing it, it's not the mechal brachu. So you see, when it's been front or back, you change that. That's not good. The zi is not good. The sprinkling of the paraduma is not good. But if it's done on the side, then we say it's fine. Is that a kshera? If it's done on the side, it goes and it sprinkles on the side, it goes. So you see that minasad is considered as if it's in front. And therefore, the answer this would answer the shayla, that kohanim, that people are standing on the side of the kohanim, it's not like the back that doesn't work. It's not like in front that even Mechitza Shel Barzel it gets through. But in the side is the same idea as if they're standing in front and they're included in the bracha as well. Now, Lemaisa, so this would be the halakha of the Stadim. We recommend people not to stand on the side, but the halakha is we tell people to go inside, to go in front. Stadim is a kasera, so we say the same idea it should go, that the way to do it is to be in front of them. Says the Sadam Shishman Lalan, the Sadam Shishman Lazar, Lalan says the Karedim, Avad Sha'akam Emenu, Apisha Eno Akur of Mamish Kalakadam. So we said the idea is that we're saying that if you're in front of him, even if you're not directly, and you're on the side, but not directly in back, that's already, even if it's in the back side, the side of him, but towards the back, that's also considered good enough. But that's to be actually standing on the side mamish of the kohen. That's the way we learn. He learns the Gemara. The Haredim learns the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara's halacha of La Stadim means directly mamish on the side. That exactly on the side of Kohanim, that's when we say that you're excluded. But if it's not exactly on the side, a little bit closer to the front, then halacha would be considered included as well. And that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But a person has to put down Mishnah Berurah, a person should make every effort to stand in front to avoid this shaila of clearly we see where the brachas are makuyim, The brachos are mechuyim if it's in front of him. There's nothing could be mafsik between him and the brachos. Okay, says the Gemara. Gemara says the other halacha is that the when we do the kohanim, it's so she kazan Yisrael. We call out the kohanim. They don't just get up to dukkan, but we call out kohanim. So who's the kohanim? Who calls out? She kazan Yisrael. The kazan is Yisrael is the one that calls out the kohanim. He calls out the kohanim to come and the dukkan. The Gemara says that what's the halacha? This person who's the kazan should be a Yisrael. It should preferably be so. The chatchila kazan mikrisol. The chatchila it should be a Yisrael. And what's the reason why? Because it brought down the halacha amar lehem. That amar lehem means it should be for them, not a shiatzibur. The person who calls out the kohanim is a person that's a shiatzibur, a regular person in Yisrael. That kind of person we should say should go ahead and be the one to call out koyein to call the kohanim for them to get up into dukkan. Get up to dukkan. Okay, so Gemara said that and again, this is the idea where the kazan, if he's the koyein, he's a koyein, the kazan, he can't call out anything because he's the koyein. So this is really a situation where there's someone who's not a koyein, and if we're putting that thing on them, that the halakha we consider as if it's doyme, as if they're getting the brach of the kohanim, that's the case where we say that you have to be a din of a koyein. But otherwise, we say that it's not, even if it's a non-Kohen, it's good, not Dafka Kohen, but even a non-Kohen. And the others say that Kohen Dafka should do it. We paskin it should be Dafka, non-Kohen. And if a Kohen is the Sheikh Tziva, he doesn't call out, we have someone else call out as well. Says the Gemara, I'm Ramlam Yitzhakoim, am I a Kohen? What is only one Kohen? I'm a Kohen. This Kohen, when it says, you call out Kohen, Lashon Yalkid. In Mishnah, if they took on him, we say Lashon Rabbit. So, Amar Rav Gizda, I feel kohen akod. You always say kohanim, if there's only one kohen, and a kohen of the shevet, because you're calling the shevet. Therefore, is kohanim, because you're not referring to a particular kohen, you're referring to the shevet kohuna, who was given the ability to give the brachos. So Mela, therefore, we're calling out the kohen. It could be in a kohen of the shevet. We're calling out the shevet. So therefore, the lashon you could find. It could be any lashon you find. Am kadosh shechak amar. We're referring to it that such a thing would be called out the kohen that the would apply that again to a tzibur take a kohen. We call a shevet even once enough. We don't pass. We pass that has to be if it's more than one. We don't refer to only kohen is only referred to as more than one. There's nothing that we do not refer to it as kohanim. Says the Gemara. The next Mishnah. Amar Spalavata. A person who davens and he made a mistake, for similar halacha, it's a bad sign. You daven and it's not, a mistake comes in your mouth. So then it shows that there's a problem. It's a bad sign. And it's another shok, it's a shetziba for the tziba that sent you. A shalom kamoso. So just like if you daven for yourself and you would make a mistake, it would be a simon ra to you. So if you daven here for the shetziba, it's a simon ra. So that's a simon ra for yourself. It's a simon ra for everybody. Hell yeah, Mr. Bala, the moment. Person would daven for the Choylem, he would say, Zachav, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. I'm really said to him, how do you know? How do you know? You're a Navi, how do you know it's going to die? I'm really said, if my tefillah is shkura, it's fluent in my mouth, the words just pop out of my mouth, then you're the Eshim Mekubal. I know that my tefillah is Mekubal, and he's going to get better from love. If not, you're the Eshim Mekubal. I know that he's forget it, that he has no chance. The words are say out the words clearly in my mouth, then it's properly. If that's what it is, then I know that it's a makubal. And if not, then I know that my tefillah is not makubal, and I have to begin to do something else. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yahweh Yaakov, provide others. That we say that look is a what? That if you make a mistake in the bracha, that it's a bad simon, it's a bad simon ra. So it's not stam. It's only if it's in the first psukim. In the first psukim, bevada avos, the psukim of the avos, and that's where you made the bracha. That's where you made the mistake. That is an acceptable mistake. That is something we could understand. Where it says that that's a mistake that can be made, and therefore we accept that it's a siman ra if you made a mistake in that first part of the bracha, which it should be shkur b'piv. So if you made a mistake in that, then the halacha is that you have a bigger problem. If the mistake is in the beginning, that's the biggest problem. Says the Gemara that the They came to visit Rav Kimmel in the city, and he said, go to the Daven for the Tum Tamina Chachamim. So he says, he came back, and Mara says, and he said, he asked Rachmanis, he Daven, I'm Eloi. Wait for me till I go up to the higher floor. And he went up to the floor, and then he came down. And he said to them, that the son of Rav Gamliel is going to be saved. He's going to be relieved. He's going to be saved from the sickness. And he came down from the attic at the Daven, he said. So they asked him, how do you know? And what they see, I know he's going to get better. When I said, I see Moshe Shat Tov Mazon. And at that moment, when he said he's going to get better, he said he's takaset. He wanted food. He was ready to eat. So you see that he became better. He was no longer a sakana. He was hungry now. His fever broke. He was able to eat. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Shmuel, Ranachemi. Im kavanos adibkul tefila v'yigdavin. If you kavan yards to tefila, tevavusa shishma kol kasa. Then you're going to go let me know. Your tefila will be, they'll let you know when your tefila is going to be accepted. Shmatam, matakan alechon takshav esnakla. Should be a guide that your ear listen to you, which means a what? Person goes ahead and davens properly. He's focused on a tefila, so you can get the basura that your tefila was makubal, was answered. If you're davening for a sick person, he's going to get better. He's going to get better. If a person's produce to new fruit, which means that they just daven, he's able to daven without a problem. So it's a good news. You're going to be told that the tefillah was accepted. If you said fruit of the lips, he said shalom shalom, and it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I'm going to heal him. So you see, basically, what it means is that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So where it says that for tzibur to daven. When I say a person is going to daven and it's a way that's a tefillah for everybody, so then when I says, if that's a clear tefillah, so then in such a case, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees your tefillah, listens to your tefillah, and it will cure you. So he says the burden is for the Sayyim, says the Haredim. Then he says that the it doesn't mention it because you don't have that guarantee. You don't have that guarantee that you have over here by Yishami. The Bible, you don't have that. So if you say it causes you that a person davens, you feel a missing word, you feel something, a phrase missing, something missing, you know that it's considered because there's something chaser. Because there's something chaser, this is the simon. That what's the simon that you have? It's the chaser. Is the fact that you have this tefillah shgur b'piv is what makes it that a person would prepare himself to understand that the tefillah comes from a special place. Stop right here. Then the parak.